You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell, your host of the Confidence Podcast. This is episode number 378. And man, do I love today's topic. We are talking about approval addiction. And that is something I think a lot of people struggle with, but don't necessarily have the word to describe it. So you now have it. Maybe you want to call yours approval addiction. Maybe you want to call yours affirmation addiction. But there's a performance addiction that affects our identity because we are waiting for others to say that we're enough in order for us to believe that we're enough. And I hope that that you're inspired after today's episode to realize that you are enough, that your identity isn't based on what you do, but based on who you are. Approval addiction, or affirmation addiction as we call it, is a rampant and debilitating pattern. It's a pattern, you guys. It's something that we can break. It's not just how we are or who we are. It's something we can break and manipulate and modify that we can change to how it dominates in our heart. You don't always have to stay in alignment with it, and you don't have to stay stuck in what I really believe is an addictive, negative, and powerless place. You can learn to be free from the need to earn approval, to get permission, to be affirmed by others, with just a couple different shifts. So today I'm gonna provide you guys some tactical ways to shift your mindset. More specifically, we're gonna talk about what is approval addiction, what does it look like. I'm gonna share with you three ways to break the patterns, three very specific ways so that you can apply it, and then how to take that. Like, it's great to hear me say things, but to apply them is where the change happens. I'm not interested in you hearing lots of things. I'm interested in you knowing how to apply it, going deep. That's what I work on with people in the College of Confidence, how to take this content that we talk about here. And we've got almost 30 courses, full module courses in the College of Confidence that go through different variants of confidence and mindset and just action taking and following through and changing your life. But that's great and if you can consume it and learn it. But my job as your coach is to help you facilitate it into application, into implementation. So we're going to talk about how to take action on this. And then finally, getting deep about approval and how to have peace in being who you are without it, without getting it from others, but instead getting it internally. Guys, I've got to pre-excuse myself. Thank you. Oh, well, if you're a longtime listener, you already know something's off with her voice. Well, thank you in advance for your care, your concern, your love. I am hoarse today because I am in North Carolina as I record. I'm in my hotel room because I am working as the confidence coach for NC State Women's Swimming, who is fire. These girls are my heart. I love these women. They are a powerhouse. They are some of the best swimmers in the country and the world. And this is their championship meet. So I'm hoarse because I've been screaming my little heart out for them because I love what they're doing. They're taking their talent and they're pouring it out. And it's just a privilege to get to work alongside them as I love working alongside all high achievers, how to take yourself to that next level. So you guys, I didn't want to miss posting an episode. I'm consistent for 7 years, to my knowledge, unless there was a tech issue, we have not missed a Tuesday. So my commitment to you is that I show up every Tuesday. Sometimes my voice is going to be hoarse because I commit to my clients. I love them fiercely. So thank you for understanding. And go Wolfpack, go NC State. I'm proud of you girls. Okay, guys. And before we go forward any further, I have a super duper huge announcement. It's a personal announcement. Happy birthday to my baby girl. She is 5 years old. Yesterday, as of recording, it'll be tomorrow, but February 24th, happy birthday, Ellie. I'm so proud of you. 5 years old. Wow, exciting. I cannot believe you guys. On a second note, how the heck have I been a parent for 5 years?
It's mind-boggling. I am a completely different person now than I was 5 years ago. I'm sure you can tell that just in the podcasts that you've heard now versus 5 years ago. So I think we all owe a big hats off to Ellie for deepening who I am, for changing the way I love, and for changing the way I see the world. So I'm so privileged to be her mother, and I'm just delighted in my little girl. So happy birthday, my little Ellie Belly. Okay, guys, our review of the week is Simp, Short, and Sweet. It's 5 stars from By Maggie, and she said, love this podcast so far. Her review says, her words are super encouraging and a delight to listen to. So, Maggie, I chose you as listener in the review of the episode because y'all, like, you don't have to be super in-depth and expansive on your reviews in order to help grow this movement. If this show has been encouraging or helpful to you in any way, please pay it forward. Please take a minute just now to write a review on iTunes. It helps other people find the show in that serendipitous way that you probably stumbled upon this confidence podcast. And so I think sometimes we put things off because we think, well, I want it to be deep and I want Trish to know how much, hey, I want that too. But I'm so thankful for people who are willing to just write a sentence that the first thing that comes to heart and post it, because that helps us get in front of more people. So thank you guys. And you all, one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given in life is that you only get in life what you have the courage to ask for. So, and that goes for everything. And so I'm having the courage to ask you to leave me some love. So would you leave me some love in your iTunes review, and make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm so proud of you being part of this family, this confidence family, this movement that said, we're not settling for average. We're not just get through life. We believe we were created more. We know that God has poured in more life, more talent, more joy, more into us. And I think it's our moral obligation to change our thoughts, to train them, to pay attention so that we can come fully alive and show up as light and love and with impact in the way that this world truly needs. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's talk about approval addiction. So addicted approval, what does that actually mean? It's the belief that it's possible to please everyone. So if you're addicted to approval, you are fearful of disappointing others, and you've convinced yourself that if you just do everything perfect, that so-and-so or so-and-so won't be disappointed in you, or that you won't be disappointed in yourself. Addiction to approval creates this self-imposed prison. You are building walls of restraint and limitation around you when you are addicted to approval. And it's interesting because it's both people-pleasing and performing in order to prove yourself. And you, if you've listened to any of my past episodes, you know that both of those are really detrimental mental methodologies that are going to keep you stuck and stagnant and insecure. And more than that, pretty stinking unhappy at the same time. I was addicted to approval. And it has taken me a lot of work to get beyond that, to cleanse that addiction. And so, but before I talk about how we cleanse, let me tell you what it looked like for me. For me, my addiction to approval meant I wanted to be liked by everyone. I wanted to be the absolute best at anything I did. I wanted to be favored. I wanted to be favored by my teachers, my employers. I wanted to be reliable, be that person that they were like, oh, we can count on her. I wanted to be in all social groups. I was the perfect chameleon between all social groups in high school and, you know, president of the student body and president of the honor club and president of honor council and team captain. But I floated. I was a floater in all kinds of groups. And I wanted everyone's approval. And by the way, it was a recipe for disaster because it set me up to compromise who I was later and throughout life. Other ways it manifested in me was that I wanted to be as successful as possible. I wanted to stand out physically. And when I didn't feel like I did, I wanted to hide that I didn't feel that way. I wanted to be built up by my parents in ways that they simply weren't wired to. So I craved their approval, and I craved for them to express it in a way that just wasn't their communication style. And so the less that they gave me approval, the harder I tried to earn the approval. And then this cycle of like crazy hamster wheel achievement kept going. And so when I had realized that I was striving for the wrong thing. And I was misinterpreting approval and love and confining the two. And the reality is my parents loved me fiercely and relentlessly. But just because they didn't express certain things didn't mean I didn't have their approval. So other ways is I wanted to date and go, y'all, please forgive me. Don't judge me about what I've got to say. Okay, deal. So one way that I was addicted to approval is that I only dated people that I thought were the most attractive or most popular or had this, I mean, y'all, superficial. I don't even want to go, oh, like professional rugby player, like Major League Baseball pitcher. Like I didn't date based on people's heart. I had really shallow issues. And I tell that to you because I know that the feedback I get most from you guys as my community and my confidence family is that you appreciate my honesty. So there it is. There's my honesty. I settled for a lot of superficial relationships simply because I wanted the social status approval that went along with them. I wanted another way is what I really wanted to appear that I had it all together. I wanted to create the image of a perfect life, and it really. What it did is it drove me down a pathway where I was more interested in appearing to have a perfect life than actually living one. And that's a question I like to ask my clients now. Are you interested in looking like your life is all together or actually living like your life is all together? Because those are two very different things. Or another way to phrase it is, do you want to look like your life is beautiful or do you want to actually live a beautiful life? For me, that terminology really resonates with me, to live beautifully. Other ways beyond, so those were just the personal ways that my approval addiction manifested, but there are some lots of ways that this can do in your life. Other ways that it, what it does, the result of it, and however it expresses itself within your life is it keeps you stuck. It is a lack of achievement. It sets you up for a lack of personal fulfillment. It lowers your self-esteem. It reduces your performance. It increases your stress and anxiety. It increases the pressure that you put on yourself. And I don't know if you've ever been stuck in the cycle of self-imposed pressure, but it's pretty chaotic and it will circle and it's real hard to get out of. But it starts with that deep desire to have approval that you just go, well, I just want to earn love. And fundamentally, the lie that we believe that goes deep and runs the undercurrent of this approval addiction to approval is that we think that we are loved because of what we do or what we can provide or how we can look or what we weigh, and right, instead of for who we are. Your identity is not what you do. Your identity is who you are. We are human beings, not human doings. And I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. But if you really settle in and ask yourself, have I been focused on who I am or what I think I can do? Because I spent years of my life proving what I could do before I actually slowed down to go, wait, who am I? Like, and so other ways they manifest negatively is that increased pressure, overcommitment of schedule, right? If you're addicted to approval, chances are you struggle with people pleasing. And if you struggle with people pleasing, the chances are you have a hard time saying no. You might not have any boundaries. You might feel like you are being walked on all over all the time and that you're pushing it down and the bitterness is growing and you're feeling more and more resentment. And then, of course, people-pleasing. Now, there are also types of behaviors that might give you a little bit of a red flag. And I'm sharing these so that you can kind of assess as you think about your own life. You can think, well, where is this popping its head up in my life? So there's a couple of ways. If you do any of these things, the chances are you have a little bit of an addiction to approval. And I don't want you to just nonchalantly be like, oh, I'm just addicted to approval. That's a victim mindset. You are resigning yourself to say, no, life's a constant. This is just how it's always going to be. Life is not a constant. What is not what will always be. You do not have to, what has always been does not also have to be what always will be. You get to make that decision. You are not stuck in this. You are a victorious, not a victim. So these are the types. If you've ever changed your position because other people don't agree, or you're afraid they won't approve of you, or you think maybe your politics or your beliefs are too liberal, or maybe they're too conservative. If you've ever been afraid to say what you actually think, you're a little too worried about approval. If you give a compliment to gain attention, yeah, that's that's an indicative behavior. If you get upset with someone who disagrees with you, or you feel like embarrassed because they disagreed, or you're afraid of conflict, that's approval addiction. If you lose your voice, that's funny. I had that listed. Or you're literally like me losing your voice, but not in that context. If you lose your voice by being afraid to speak up and not want to give your true opinion, then that's an overcommitment to somebody else's approval or opinion of you. Failing to complain or communicate about wrongdoing, like if you're mischarged on a bill, or if you get the wrong order that comes, you don't want to, I don't want to be annoying. I don't want that person, that waiter, to think I'm ungrateful. Like if you've ever been delivered like not anything close to what you ordered, that if we can't communicate kindly something that was like, hey, actually I ordered this instead, there's an approval addiction behavior that's going on there. Spreading or participating in gossip. And by the way, you participate in gossip even if you listen to it. If you just stand, if you don't walk away, you are participating. And that's approval addiction. You want people to think you're cool. You want to be included. You want to be in the know. That's all about approval. And that's all about going, and that's basing your identity on what other people think. Asking for permission or waiting for somebody to tell you that you're qualified, that's another way. And then consistently apologizing is definitely another way that this manifests. And pretending to be an authority on everything. So almost the opposite end of the spectrum from the apologizing is the, oh, I've got it all together. Like not an unwillingness to ask for help. Hey guys, so we're gonna take a quick break for a special announcement from a unique sponsor. She is somebody who lives in my hometown, Fredericksburg, Virginia, so we got to do some props and support there. And her name is Ariel Selwyn. She has recently written a book called Though the Mountains Be Shaken. And let me tell you about it. This is a book you're going to want to pick up. Ariel decided to write Though the Mountains Be Shaken for women, especially for moms who are striving to be the woman or mom that they envisioned in the face of life's challenges. She's been blessed with the ability to be very open and honest. And she does that when she writes this book. She talks about things from never feeling good enough to her 10-year health crisis with her 22-year eating disorder. She tries not just to help others see that there's hope, but also that there's reason to press on. Because you guys, there is a difference between having hope and having the motivation and the power to press on. Ariel's story is a story of perseverance. For 10 years, her family watched her struggle with pain, confusion, and symptoms without answers of chronic illness. All of her dreams, plans, and goals for her future seemed to crumble under an unexplained illness. She often cried out to God wondering, why me? And became confused about her purpose. The many years that followed were tough, with endless treatments and tests. But Ariel never gave up. She never stopped fighting to reach a level of normalcy again for her and her family, and she believes that neither should you. You guys, what I want you to do today, I want you to take a break. Go check out the book. Pre-order it. It's now available on Amazon and iTunes. Again, her name is Ariel Selwyn. Her book is called Though the Mountains Be Shaken. And you can find more about her at her gorgeous website, Ariel Selwyn. Again, that's ArielSelwyn.com. Okay, so let's talk about the how now. The how to break approval addiction. How do we start detoxing this mindset, reframing it, restructuring it, and getting it, pulling up the weeds, the roots of the weeds from our brain? And I wanted to give you three simple ways. And first, let's what I just spent my time coaching you on was just this acknowledgement that there is an addictive behavior going on. I think it's important that you say, I have a little bit of a tendency or propensity or a full-fledged addiction to approval. So, or desire for approval. So there's three things once you've acknowledged that that's an issue to start working on and paying attention to. Here are the three things you can do. You can, one, give yourself your own approval. Two, remember that you already have been approved by God. And three, ask for approval from people who are trustworthy. So let me start with those and explain what I mean. Number one, give yourself your own approval. Give yourself permission. You have permission to have absurd ambition. You have permission to go ask for a raise. You have permission to sign up for your first 5K, even if you've not yet gotten off the couch. You have permission to believe that you can break a generational curse or a generational pattern of addiction. You are the one who's going to give yourself permission to go change things. And then the other thing is with giving yourself your own approval, when you give yourself permission, you're saying, I'm worthy. I'm worthy because I am alive. I'm worthy because I have breath. And another way I encourage people to give themselves their own approval is to learn to celebrate yourself. In the College of Confidence, we talk about champagne moments a lot. And listen, it's not about the alcohol, although I do love myself some champagne, and Prosecco. It's about the bubbles. It's about popping something that's going to bubble and sparkle. So whether you want to do that with Perrier or with champagne, you can do that and take the time to slow down and realize that you've come further than you realize that you have, that life is worthy of micro celebrations. It's not just these mega milestones that we go after, but the micro moments are what make up a compound culmination of the mega milestones. And so when you can learn to celebrate your champagne moments as minuscule or just magnanimous as possible, like from the largest to the smallest, you are learning to give yourself approval, to give yourself a pat on the back, to hug yourself. When you can learn to be your own friend instead of your own worst enemy, your own worst critic, things change. Things change. And sure, is it feel nice to have people's approval? Absolutely. I'm not saying when people clap for you or someone's like, wow, I'm so proud of you. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Please soak it up. Encouragement is fueled to our hearts, but I don't want you to depend on it for your identity, your value, or your confidence. So the second thing is to realize you've already been approved by God. The God of the universe who created this world decided this world needed a you. Now, how about that for some perspective? You have therefore, to me, been stamped of approval. You have the approval of God for a need to be here. There's nothing that comes higher than that. That's everything. And so when you realize that you don't have to prove anything, that he loves you no matter what you do, and that Jesus Christ died for you, no matter how many things you did right or how many things you did wrong, but that we all need saving, we are all broken, and that is the gift of grace that covers us, that we are approved, we are connected to God, we get access, and we get to be pure, we get to be worthy. That's beautiful. And so because we are loved like that, because of God's excessive kindness, it's not that he just tolerates you. It's not that he just created you, said good luck. He loves you with a personal love, with an excessive love. And when you slow down, we often miss that because our lives are so distracted and busy and we're doing way too many things. And so we miss a lot of what actually God's pouring into it because we're just living at a pace that doesn't permit it, which is why I'm such a huge advocate in my coaching for slowing down, for quieting your life, because then that's when you hear the whisper of God. And you might be thinking, well, why does God whisper? Well, the reason I whisper to my daughter is because I want intimacy with her. It's exciting to tell a secret, right? It's exciting to pull somebody closer and say, this is special between you and me. Hey, did you hear me? I want you close. When I whisper to my children, it's fun, it's exciting, it's intimate, and it pulls them closer to me. And so God's whispering to you. And it's whispers of approval and affirmation and love and grace. And I think that's just a beautiful thing. To me, that is a very calming balm to my spirit when I'm struggling with a desire for other people's approval. And then the third thing is, I do think there's something to be said for wise counsel, to ask for approval from people that you know who are trustworthy. And what I mean by that is as a therapist, a coach, your husband, your wife, your best friend, a mentor. I often talk to my mother-in-law about some of my big ideas and just say, well, what do you think about this or this? And I've got this idea where my book is, I'm working on my next book, heads up, as you guys I don't remember if I've mentioned that before. In case you didn't know, I'm currently working on my next book and I'm over the moon about it. I cannot wait to share it with you. It's got a lot of work to go though. But when I'm thinking about some of these big things, I'll run those ideas past the people that I know, like, love, trust, and I know are going to give me honest feedback. So the approval from them is just in the fact that they're present with me. Not that they're, ooh, you're like building me up necessarily, but just hearing me saying, I see you, I love you, I'm here for you. That's what we get from others. And when you know that you are seen, that you are loved, that you are heard, and that you are not alone, that's all the approval we actually need. And so I think it's really important that you ask for that from the people that are closest to you or from a coach like myself. And then here's the thing. So you've got those three things. Give yourself your own approval. Remember that you already have been approved by God, and then ask for approval from people who are trustworthy. And then here's the most important next step. Take action. Take action, take action, take action, take action. Do something. What I mean by that, like there's a reason I call my clients and my College of Confidence members and students action takers. They are action takers and dream chasers. When you take action, you get beyond overthinking. You get past self-doubt. You start creating momentum, and that builds upon it, and it makes change. It gets breakthroughs. And when you get breakthroughs, you start feeling pretty dang good about yourself. When you start feeling pretty dang good about yourself, you start getting more results. The more results you get, the higher your confidence gets elevated. Can you see how this snowballs? Can you see how incredible that is? And so if you can embody this forward momentum mindset, then you will push past barriers of needing permission or affirmation or approval from others, because you will be capable and able and well able, not just able, but well able to push yourself through. You will move yourself more. And so if you can embody the spirit and the identity of being an action taker, and maybe you've never done that before, but the first step is just say, hey, my name is Trish, and I do things. Yeah, like, I don't procrastinate anymore. My name is Trish, and I'm an action taker. And you know what? Sometimes when you're feeling stuck, you're feeling overwhelmed, you want somebody's approval, you want, I don't know, a word of encouragement. What do you need to do? You need to take action in some capacity. Go journal. Go send some encouragement to somebody else. Send your friend a text. Call up a old coworker and encourage them. Like, take action. Just do something to get beyond yourself or to move yourself forward in the right trajectory, and you will reap the benefits, because you're going to step into a place of freedom from the need to get permission, from the need for affirmation. So I wanted to transition from that, to separate you from your need. You don't need other people's approval. We're going to go deep for just a second here. I want you to be happy without it. You don't need approval to be happy. It's a good thing. It feels great. But if you look at the words, I looked at the word insecure. Secure. When you think about the moment you've been most happy in your life, or when you felt the most confident, or the day of your marriage or wedding, or the day you had your first child, or the day you got a huge, you know, raise in your career and a breakthrough financial win for your family. When you peel back all the adjectives that describe that joy, more likely than not, the baseline core feeling you feel is secure. When we feel loved, when we feel safe, when we feel connected, we feel secure, which is why insecurity is insecure. It's not secure. We feel insecurity when we do not feel secure. And when you need approval from others, you need their words in order to make you secure. And what I want to propose to you today in today's coaching podcast is that you do not need other people's words to make you secure. You already are secure because you exist. You are loved by God. You are loved by others. You will not be alone. You will not be forgotten. You are not forgettable. You matter. And then the second word I broke down, because I love words, is the thought about a disease. When you are a disease, you are dis-ease, not at ease. Not at ease is a lack of peace. And it's interesting, peace and security go together. You know, if you've worked through any of my challenges with me, you know that I one of my favorite mantras and phrases I like to empower people to step out of the self-pressure, the self-criticism, perfectionism, is to use the phrase, I choose peace, not pressure. There's a break free. It's like this magic key to get you free from the pressure, from the need of others, from it, to step into just being alive. It comes with decision to say, I'm going to pursue peace in my life, peace in the deepest pit of my stomach and core of my heart. And so, you know, for me, confidence, if you really break down a description of the feat of what is confidence actually, it's to me, it's a deep feeling of security and safety. And for me, having struggled with an eating disorder for so many years, I called it, you know, it was a disease. And when I blamed what I blamed on a disease and also on a type of personality, this high-strung overachiever, whatever personality that I was born with, it was actually those two things weren't what, because there's a way to be a healthy version of my personality and there's a way to be healed from my disease, right? So those things didn't need to be the cages that they were that kept me stuck as long as they did. But what was actually happening with my confidence and the anxiety that I was struggling with was I just had a lack of peace in my life. And I had a lack of peace because I didn't know who I was and I didn't truly understand the character of God and how much He loved me. And so peace was a misplaced value on what mattered and what didn't, on what would bring me real fulfillment and what wouldn't. So I've got a couple of questions. I'm going to leave you today in today's coaching with a couple questions to journal about and think about. And you can go back and review these questions. And if maybe you're driving your car, folding laundry, your hands are busy. Okay, so you don't have to write these down. Go back, go to my website. I'll put these in the show notes and they'll be available for you at trishblackwell.com/378. And these are the questions to think about. Where will you find your peace? Where will you find your peace? Will you choose peace instead of pressure? Does your current relationship with pressure serve you or harm you? In your life, what matters more right now, success or significance? And will you stop partnering? Are you willing to stop partnering with a spirit of desperation, lack, and fear? Because you know what, ultimately a addiction to approval or affirmation or people pleasing, whatever label you want to call this concept of what we're talking about, or maybe it's just we could even call it addiction to caring what people think. Well, really that's a spirit of desperation and insecurity, like not being secure, not being connected. It's disconnection, it's lack, and it's fear. Because it's lack because you're afraid, well, I'm not doing enough. There's not enough love to welcome me, to support me, to say it, right? And we make a choice with what we believe. We partner with ideas. But we can also, just the way, I don't know, a professional, like independent athlete can change teams, you can change teams. You don't have to keep partnering with this team of thought. So you can remove yourself, be an independent contractor or a free agent, and go change teams. And so are you willing to stop partnering with a spirit of lack, fear, disconnect, like being disconnected, pressure, and instead partner with peace, security, trust, faith, love, enthusiasm, joy? I mean, I know you're probably thinking, well, I know what to do, but are you truly in your heart of hearts ready to change teams? And if you are, maybe we need to go deep in coaching. If you are, maybe you need to come join us in the College of Confidence. You can check that out at collegeofconfidence.com, or you can find out more about my coaching on my website, trishblackwell.com. But man, more than anything, I just want you to journal these questions. I think journaling is the most transformational, simple habit accessible to everyone. And it can truly change your thought life. And when you change your thoughts, you change your life. Before we do our listener of the episode, just one quick announcement. You guys, I want to remind you, I want to personally invite you to be a Patreon of the show. I'm not sure if you are aware, but it is costly to produce these podcast episodes. They are free. They've been free for 7 years and they will continue to be free. But if this show has been meaningful to you, we are asking for your support of $5 a month in exchange. By the way, it's going to help us cover costs, but it also, you get 2 bonus episodes per month that are only released to our Patreon supporters, plus some bonus images and bonus resources, and also a bonus place in my heart as being a VIP listener to this podcast. So you can find out more and get signed up to support at patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. You spell Patreon, by the way, by PATREON. So it's PATREON.com/theconfidencepodcast. I got a little welcome video. You just come check it out. Come see me say hi to you on video because it's fun. And then let's go into our re-listener of the episode. This was Perrine off Instagram, and she sent me a sweet message. She said, "Hey Trish, my name's Perrine. I live in the UK. I'm a full-time marketing director of a software company and have 2 young kids. Your podcast has been a huge help in getting me more confident and believing that God brought me here for a purpose. You make me strong and better. Thank you for existing and fulfilling your purpose in this universe. You are a fantastic human being." And ooh, girl, I'll take that compliment and put it in my pocket. I love me some jewels of compliments, and that means the world. I am wired. One of my love languages is affirmation. And so it's funny that I'm doing this podcast on affirmation addiction. Like all things, there's the right balance to affirmation. So please, if you feel like you are built up on affirmation, don't apologize for that. I just don't want you addicted to it. Like anything, I don't, everything in moderation, but I don't want the addiction there. So Perrine, thank you, sister. Listen, you guys, what's so amazing, we have listeners worldwide and that's amazing. You're still family to me, whether you live in my neighborhood or you live in China. We're sisters, we're family. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so privileged for the opportunity to be a voice of positivity and encouragement in your life. So I'll see you guys next week. My voice will be more fresh and crisp. And so thanks for hanging with me. I love ya. Sending you love. Please share this show if it would encourage a friend. Teach a friend this week. Be a good person. Go teach a friend how to subscribe to a podcast. Did you know about 50% of people don't know that podcasts are free? They also don't know where their podcast button is on their phone. So go help your friend out today. Go help your mama. Go help somebody get access to this world of amazing information that exists in what, the 700,000 podcasts that there are. So, and then of course you'll show them my show, right? That's the second part of it. So anyways, I'm just kidding, but please, sharing is caring. I'll see y'all next week. Go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.